So the way that Edward Snowden likely ended up communicating with journalists was an email encryption program called PGP, an acronym that means pretty good privacy. Gawker's Adrian Chen says that every journalist should use this, quote, annoying technology. Chen recently wrote about his own problems with setting up PGP. Adrian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is pretty good privacy?
It basically allows people to exchange emails that are completely garbled until they're downloaded, and then they can decrypt them on their computer. So the actual emails that are on, you know, Google's server are just gibberish, and even if government or law enforcement gets them, they won't be able to read them.
And so what makes it so annoying?
You have to download the software. What I used was called NewPG, which is an open source program, and it seems deceptively simple at first, but one of the biggest things was just small differences between what was going on my computer and what was going on in the instructions. So I had a slightly different icon or options on a menu, and so then it takes an hour to realize, oh, I have the wrong version of this software and I have to update it. And so you have to do that over and over again, you know, and it can get pretty tedious.
So how are journalists going to learn how to use this stuff? Is there a class you can sign up for?
Well, there are a lot of guides online. One of the best is actually from the Freedom of the Press Foundation. But I don't think it's going to be really widespread until it doesn't require 4 hours of somebody's time to install.
So where does that leave us?
The big push is for kind of more user-friendly things that people can just plug and play. The problem is there's been a number of high-profile snafus with these new technologies. The Tor browser is one of the popular ones that was just revealed to have had some kind of bug that let presumably the feds look into users' activity on it.
Tor is like the first name in cybersecurity, right?
Right. And so user-friendliness is often traded off with security. And so I think the key is just going to be finding the right balance.
Soon after we learned about a lot of the government's intrusions into everybody's data traffic, we talked to somebody about how to safeguard one's communications. And he suggests snail mail.
I think that's probably the safest way, or meeting in a parking garage. There's no way you can completely secure your communications, and there's just an infinite amount of things that can go wrong.
Adrian, you mentioned in your article that you'd had a bit to drink when you started trying to figure this PGP software out. Do you think that actually hindered, or maybe did it help?
I think it greased the wheels for sure. They should probably put that in the instructions just to keep you from destroying your computer in the process.
Adrian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adrian Chen is a staff writer for Gawker.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.